Welcome to this week's edition of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 283 for March 13th, 2011. Music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. And the song you're listening to is Catnip. The artist is Jay Gaunt from the album Harmonicopia. Well, once again, welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And coming up in the show, we have Lorraine Romero on the co-hosted segment. And we're going to be talking with a gentleman from NACTA. So stay tuned for that, and you'll learn more about the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And in the business segment, we're going to talk about putting yourself out there as an expert and learn how. And if you want to learn more about the show at the website, you can check it out at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And once you get over there, you can check out all the past shows for the past couple of years. And we're on show number 283, and there are shows going back to somewhere around 170. I have to go back and take a look how far back we go. And as time goes on, I'm going to add older shows to that list. So you might want to keep a watch on the website. And you know, there might be a time when you just wonder, you know, I remember they had on the show this guy, and he was talking about such and such, but I can't remember who it is. And you know, on the website, there is a tab at the top that's called Roll Call, and you can go into that tab and see the list of guests that we've had on our shows, and that can help jog your memory if you're looking for a particular show. So check out the Roll Call tab on the website. And there's a lot of other features over there on the website. If you want to check it out, please feel free to do so. And if you're not listening to the show directly from the website, there is a player on each of the shows so that all you have to do is go over to the website, scroll down to the bottom of the show, the show notes, and you'll find a player that you can hit the play button and listen to the show right there on the website. So check that out. Okay, and without further ado, I want to get into the business segment of the show. You know, one of the ways to build your business is to become a local expert. And every Sunday on our local radio station, a couple of lawyers have a show called Ask the Lawyers. And the show, you know, it's informative and people call in with great questions. Now, of course, the lawyers in the show use the opportunity to promote their practice. And I think you can use the same approach to promote your travel business by contacting the local media outlets and let them know you're an expert travel consultant. Now, an hour on the local radio station can do wonders to promote your travel business. But, you know, if you're microphone shy, you can offer other services to your local newspaper. Perhaps you can write a weekly column on travel with topics such as cruises, airlines, hotels, and destinations. And I'm sure there's a whole host of other topics that you can find to write articles about that will put you out there and promote you as a local expert. And, you know, small hometown newspapers are doing quite well, and this is even despite the failures of their big city brothers. The hometown newspaper is delivering what the internet cannot deliver very well, at least, and that's local news. So local newspapers are thriving, and they're looking for local content. Now, you can use your expertise as a travel professional to provide that local content to your town's newspaper. Now, you might want to write about where people in your community are traveling, and you can write about unique vacations your neighbors are taking, and all the while setting yourself out as this local expert in your community. So, why not give it a try? Take a look at your local newspaper. Is there someone there that's writing something similar? And if they are, well, contact them and offer to help them out with your content. Now, you can also contact the local editor if there isn't already a travel-related column in your newspaper and find out from the local editor if they're interested in your services. But, you know, before you make those contacts, do your homework and have some detail about the kind of stories you want to write. And you might be prepared with a sample article. And when the opportunity arises to publish your article, make sure you leverage your social media by including your Facebook page and your blog or your website address, and of course, your email address. So get out there and build your reputation as a local expert in the travel business, and I think your bank account will be glad that you did that. And now, on to the co-hosted segment of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the co-hosted segment of the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And this week, we have Lorene Romero here again with us. And we have a guest on the show in the green room waiting for Lorene to introduce him. And, you know, as he sits in the green room, he's watching the monitors, watching more Lorene and her bunny jammies here. A little background on that. We had a conversation about being on video camera here, and we're teasing Lorene about it a little bit. So that's where that comes from. But anyhow, we do want to mention and send out our best wishes and prayers and whatever we can to the folks in Japan. It's, you know, looking at those pictures just break my heart, and I know Lorene feels the same way, and Bob too, and we can maybe we just jump in and start the show a little bit with some comments about that, Lorene.
Absolutely. I was getting into bed last night and turned the news on, and that's when they were showing it. It was like, wow, this is human nature kind of going over the boundaries that we set for it, and shows how powerful it is compared to what we want. Oh, you put this little barrier up? Let me show you what I can do with that barrier. So you better run faster, better, you know, go higher. And it's just, it's amazing to me how strong and powerful and beautiful nature is. I have a friend on Maui that I'm going to need to contact because they said there may be concerns there. I haven't had any recent update about that, but it has hit the West Coast, down south a little bit, so I need to check out, see how my friends are. Bob, what have you heard?
Well, I've spoken to some friends and colleagues in Hawaii, and they seem to be generally doing well, but pretty scared last night. And he's noticed on Travel Weekly today that their editor happens to be on the Azamara Quest in Nagasaki, and that's the next seminar at sea I'm doing is on that ship. And they're in capable hands, and they're very safe, but you know, we're all connected on this earth by one way or the other, and certainly our hearts go out to the good folks in Japan.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, and by the way, this is Bob Duglin. He is the at NACTA's Director of Industry Relations, and a wonderful guy, and very charming, of course, which is why we have him on the show, and easy to blush. So, Bob, why don't you tell us a little bit about NACTA, who they are, how long they've been there, how do they work with travel agents, and how do you fit in with all that?
Well, and I serve as NACTA's Director of Industry Relations, and NACTA is really the leading association out there for the home-based travel professional and really the independent travel professional. Because in this day and age, it really doesn't matter where we work, whether it's behind a desk in an office and a desk at home, or, you know, out of the back of a 1988 Volvo, as long as we're doing business and we're networking in the industry. Now, NACTA is the National Association of Career Travel Agents, and that's a name change we've made recently to focus on the fact that our agents have made a cognizant decision to become career travel agents and to turn this industry and the home-based area into something that's a professional organization. We're also a wholly owned subsidiary of ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents, which is the world's largest travel agent organization that's out there. And basically, we'd like to be the independent travel agent's water cooler, the place they can go for forums, for meetings, for regional conferences, conventions, and seminars to touch base with each other. So that's kind of in a nutshell some of what we're all about.
I've been on a FAM last year. I went to Cruise 360 in Vancouver and went, oh, look, they have a post Vancouver FAM going on with NACTA. And I've been a longtime member of NACTA, and I went, why not? I talked to Gail, and she went, why not? She's so easy. Sure, we're staying in Vancouver longer. I'm there.
Yeah, really.
And it was so well organized, and we learned so many things and got introduced to sales agents, then people who were just wonderful there, you know, any type of questions you would have for your clients, the fellow travel agents there. Every one of them were top-notch and professional. It drives me crazy to go to some workshop and you see people there from other associations who will be unnamed, And they have no level of professionalism at all. And, you know, it's like, dude, you make us look bad. Stop it. But all the NACTA representatives were awesome. And we went and visited Whistler and all over Vancouver, and we were exhausted, which was wonderful. And so if there, you know, are you putting on any future FAMs that people might have time to sign up for or try to qualify for?
Well, sure, absolutely. And what you're talking about is one of our regional destinational programs. And we do those throughout North America. It's like a FAM weekend and an in-depth way for an agent to learn about a destination for their clients. We've got one coming up in Chicago in May. We're going to be in Fort Lauderdale this year and Las Vegas in September. So we're planning some exciting destinations. You can find out more about it on our website at www.nacta.com. Then just click on FAMs and Seminars at Sea. And that kind of leads us into a whole different area, because in addition to these destinational programs, we also do a tremendous amount of CRCM programs, whether it's in the Caribbean, the Mediterranean. We've done some in Asia. We're doing two land FAMs this year in Turkey and in China. We did one in Israel earlier in the year. And these are great opportunities to interact with other agents and with the suppliers. Something we're doing now with our Seminars at Sea, we call it the Seminar at Sea Plus program, where instead of just flying over to Europe, getting on a ship, spending 7 or 8 days, go to a few meetings, have dinner every night, and go home, what we do is we set up a pre-cruise FAM a destination. So you'll fly into Athens, we'll stay at one of the better hotels there, we get to know that hotel, we do site inspections, we'll have on-site meetings. We'll take tours so that we know what's in the area and work with suppliers in that area. Then once we get on the ship, we have the shipboard meetings. There's time for the agents to relax and enjoy the ship. But in each of the ports, what we'll do is we'll work with the local visitors bureau, we'll work with the local tourism authorities, we'll work with the hotels, and we'll set up a FAM day. I've had some absolutely wonderful programs where we get to meet suppliers and interact with people literally from all over the world. So I'm really kind of excited about that.
That sounds totally awesome. What a great opportunity for agents to be able to spread wings and the horizons. And now, with that sort of thing, do you have any required testing or certification to be able to do that? I know on the Hawaii one, which I am so glad you did that. No, I hate this, but I've learned a lot. I hate this, ooh, but I passed. Do you have that sort of thing in most of your FAM trips?
Well, it really depends on what FAM trip or Seminar at Sea is involved, because they are subsidized in a lot of cases by the by some of the suppliers. They do put sales requirements in place. Now, that being said, there also has to be room for new people getting into the industry to learn. So we'll find that some of the more highly subsidized events may have a qualification, whereas some of the Seminars at Sea, which are still reduced price, but they give the agent an opportunity to sail and to learn and to help bring some new people into the industry that are qualified and are affiliated with CLIA, ASTA, or other agencies that are out there, or host agencies.
So tell me, Bob, what is your favorite FAM that you've done? And what's your favorite FAM that you're planning coming up?
Well, the answer would be the next one. You know, I have the good fortune to be able to plan these events and travel all over the world. But, you know, it's work. And, you know, we're there to learn something. We're there to interact with the suppliers and also have a great time. Certainly, you know, Hawaii, that we'd spoken about, is one of my favorite places on Earth. I would, if I could only go one place a year, that would be where I'd go. But on the other hand, hey, I get to go to Istanbul this year and Barcelona and work with a lot of the folks that are in these cities. And it's just exciting, because then you get to learn about a destination, not just see it.
Very nice. Very nice. We're all kind of nomads liking to learn new things, try new things out.
You know, at the end of the day, too, with a lot of our agents, because it's about education and learning a destination, they're able to tell their clients, hey, when you get to Barcelona, you've got half a day to kill. You can walk right up the ship. You know, you're half a mile walk from the Rambla, so you can have a nice meal. You can sit. You can relax. You can get on the hop-on, hop-off bus. So it's really a win-win for everybody, the supplier, the agent, and for their clients.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Bob, what got you into the travel industry?
Well, I think it was a love of travel from a young age, probably like a lot of us. And I had been working on and off in the travel business for a number of years. And then, like so many of us that hit middle age and worked for a large company that got downsized, outsized, and right-sized, I kind of came to a realization that I think I need to start working for myself, and started a home-based travel business and was successful in that and enjoyed it, and met some great people at NACTA and our former president, Scott Kepf, and our current VP, Mary Clegg, and they asked me to come on board and do a few of the things I've been doing, and I think I'm the luckiest person in the world. Love what I do, work with great people, and I love our agent members.
That sounds like a really good fit. I plan on having Mary on the show in a couple weeks, so let her know. I haven't talked to her yet, but let her know.
She's great. You'll love Mary.
Oh, by the way, Lorraine's going to be calling you. All right.
And you know, another good suggestion for the show, we have a new addition to our staff, a lady by the name of Penny Rudisill, who writes as the Gadget Gal in Agent at Home magazine. So I think Penny'd be a good fit and a great person for talking about social networking and travel agents.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, in fact, as we're recording this, in California, the new iPad will be launched. It's already out in your area. We're all, Barry and I are both all about technology, Facebook, not as much on Twitter, but the social media and how to get it out. I've seen on places where some travel agents are booking their clients on their iPads. I think that's so cool.
Yep. Yeah. And actually, one of the things we're doing this year for the first time with our destinationals is putting forth Tech Fest, which is going to train travel agents for 2 days on social networking and on using supplier sites to do their bookings and, interface with a notebook computer or an iPad or an iPhone to do a lot of these things. Just amazing, real cool stuff. So that's something else to check out on the NACTA website.
Oh, I will definitely have to check it out because I turned 50 at the end of this month, and Gail is so excited because she's 56 and she's so sick of me being in my 40s.
I have a story for you offline.
Yeah, she can't wait. She can't wait. But anyway, so I don't want a big party. I just want to have friends and, nothing required. I'm not a big hoo-bla blah, let's go out to expensive dinner. We're going to have to dim sum with friends. People, I go, look, don't give me crap, okay? I don't need a candle. Not a candle person. If you want to get something, no gifts required, please make a silent passing to the Get Lorraine an iPad 2 Fund.
Cool. I thought we were talking earlier about those bunny print pajama bottoms.
So, yeah, I can't wait. Barry's had his since it first came out, and I I'm having pad envy with him. And
well, I got my first Mac product with a MacBook Pro for my birthday, and oh my God, I love the thing.
Did you, just totally off topic, and I apologize. Did you go to the website I told you that had that dock? That looked really cool.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, it's sitting here in a box waiting for me to unpack it.
Yeah, they have this new, Barry, they have, when you get your MacBook, which will be soon because your PC's crapping out, they have a new dock that's so cool. You just slide it in and it's all the components at the bottom. So it'll hook up to your monitor, it'll hook up to your printer, so you're not having it totally wide open. It's just closed and working. And it's amazing.
Sounds pretty cool.
There you go. Now we've got our tech talk done. Sorry, that was way off topic. But we're about tech. We also talk about Starbucks, too. So.
Oh, cool.
Which is celebrating their 40th anniversary this week. But, Barry, what kind of questions do you have for Bob?
I have a lot of listeners, not a lot, but a few. I don't want to overstate it. Email me and ask about host agencies, and I usually refer them to the NACTA site. So, you could, Bob, maybe tell our listeners what's available in terms of research on host agencies out there.
Well, we really do try to act as a neutral clearinghouse for information on host agencies, and there are a tremendous amount of great host agencies out there with all kinds of different business models that may or may not work for people. So we do recommend they go to our website at NACTA.com. They can click right under host agencies on there. There's some frequently asked questions about which host agency they may want to choose. And another thing that may help is should they choose to become a member of NACTA, and they'll get something every day called our NACTA Digest. Actually, they sign up for it, so you don't get it if you don't want it. And that allows you to be to basically interact with everybody, and it's like our water cooler. If you want to ask about people's host agencies, it goes out to 1,000 or 2,000 people, and they can answer back and tell you, unbiased in a closed forum, what they think of that idea. And also, it reminds me, if any of your listeners would like, I'd be more than happy to pass along a special discount just for people listening to the podcast for their first year NACTA membership.
Oh, great, yeah.
So if anybody would like to join NACTA, just go to the website, NACTA.com, click on Join Now, and use the discount word sponsor, S-P-O-N-S-O-R. That'll take $50 off for your membership, and certainly be the best investment you'll ever have.
What's the requirements to join that NACTA?
Well, you have to be dedicated to being a travel professional in the industry, and you need to be affiliated with a travel agency, whether it's your own or a host agency. You know, we want people in here who are serious and dedicated to the travel industry. And, you know, if they're not, they kind of fall out really quick anyhow.
Well, that's a nice offer. Listeners, you can save $50 and join NACTA now.
Sure, and anybody that would like some information, you can always email me at rldugline@nacta.com. We have chapters all over the country that are very active. We have an annual convention. We've got conferences, got a great magazine, work with great partners like yourselves. And, you know, we'd like to kind of build an organization together because we are part of a not-for-profit from our side. But we really want to kind of make things better for everybody, help you to succeed, and help you reach your goals.
That's great. And I've also been a member for many, many years and seen many changes. And you guys are really on the right track. You're doing a good, good job. I hope you're proud of the work that you've put into it because it's really paying off.
Great. Well, thank you very much. You know, we've got great leadership with Mary, and her mantra is always making things better for our agents. And, you know, I agree with that. It's a great idea.
What would be a great way for people to get a hold of you? Either website. I know you're on Facebook.
Yep, I'm on Facebook.
Oh, yes, here I'm in Kauai. Oh, wait, now I'm eating the chocolate gooey thing over here.
Well, usually beer has a lot to do with it more than chocolate. But no, NACTA has a Facebook site. It's NACTA-the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And the reason why I say that is there's some other groups out there. I think there's the National Association of Clarinet Teachers of America. And there's some other acronyms there. So it's NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. We also have them for many of our chapters around the country. And I'm on there as Robert Duglin, and always like the industry as well. And my email address you have is rldugline@nacta.com. And my office phone number is area 703-739-6829.
Thank you.
Sure.
Barry, what's a good way to reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Barry.Cantz. And Laureen, how about you?
Oh, I'm so easy to find. Oh, I have no anonymity left. It's okay. I've given up. my email is sharptongued@mac.com, and people always go, I will always remember your company name. I might not remember your name, but I remember the Sharp Tongue Consulting part. So that's sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com, being that Mac person that I am. And my Facebook account is Laureen R. It's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, Bob, for being on the show. This has been wonderful. I'm glad we were finally able to work this out.
Sure, and thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Laureen, for a great co-hosted segment. And gosh, I'm sitting here, got the chills, and I feel a little stuffy, kind of thinking, man, am I coming down with a cold here? I don't know. I hope not. But anyhow, we'll see. We'll know by the time we do this show next week anyhow. This week, I do have three news articles for you. And the first article is from the PR Web, and it talks about an iPhone application. And the iPhone application is called GeoTours, GeoTours. And the GeoTour application for the iPhone leads travelers from one geographic point of interest to the next, all the while presenting them with video, audio, and images, plus text highlighting their surroundings. Now you can download this app, this GeoTour app, for free from the App Store. Now a traveler experiencing an iPhone tour can view all the points of interest on the tour, as well as his or her current location on a map, which is within the application. And they may also click on any point of interest to preview its multimedia content, and travelers can obtain directions to tour locations and navigate to points of interest by car, foot, or any other means of transportation, and that uses Google Maps. This is pretty cool. When the traveler is close to any point of interest on the tour, the app automatically triggers the multimedia content for that point of interest. So I've got to try this out. Actually, I've already downloaded the app. I just haven't been anywhere to give it a try, but it sure sounds pretty cool. And as you're walking up on a point of interest, the multimedia piece of the tour comes up and gives you details about where you're at and what you're looking at. So I think that's pretty cool. So I can't wait to give it a try. All right, the next article comes from PR Web as well. And by the way, there's links to all these articles in the show notes. And this is a website that simplifies the search for pet-friendly hotels or kennels, and it helps you find airlines and other things that you need to travel with your pet. Now, the website is Pet Hotels of America, and it's the first pet-friendly website offering travel services through which animal owners may reserve pet-friendly hotels, airlines, car rentals, and in addition, they can find kennels and pet hotels from one place to another. And not only having the ability to find pet-friendly places, hotels, and whatever for your pet, this website has other amenities which offer a showcase of Pet of the Week, so you can submit your pet picture, and you have a chance of winning an e-gift certificate to PetSmart. And there's a place on the website that you can swap your pet stories with other users. There's also a funny pet-related video. And on a serious note, it also lists dogs waiting for rescue. So all in all, I like that, being a big dog lover here myself. As you know, if you've listened to the show very much and listened to Coco come on the show from time to time with his 2 cents worth, here is a pet-friendly place where you can go locate pet-friendly travel, and that's Pet Hotels of America. There will be a link in the show notes. Now, the next article comes from Associated Content from Yahoo, and this article hits close to home because many days of the week I am in Holland, Michigan, and that's where my day job is. And according to a recent Gallup study, they've found that Holland, Michigan ranks number two in the nation as the happiest, healthiest cities. Now, the top 10 cities found in this Gallup poll that ranked as the happiest and healthiest include 4 cities in California, 2 in Utah, 1 city in Colorado, and 1 city in Hawaii. Now, the number one healthiest, happiest city to live in was Boulder, Colorado, and number two, Holland, Michigan, and Honolulu, Hawaii came in as number three. Now, the national average for all the cities that they polled in this study was 65.9 points. And Holland came in with 71 total points in the poll. Now you might wonder, well, what is it that qualifies Holland as being number two in the nation? And, you know, especially when you consider that, you know, we have some pretty harsh winters with lake effect snow coming off Lake Michigan, which at times create blizzards and a lot of snow here in the wintertime. But what it is, and ABC World News sent out a reporter to find out what it was about Holland, or what it is about Holland, that makes it the number two city. And what they found is it's the local atmosphere. It's very friendly. It's a very welcoming town. And the crime rate is half of what the national crime rate is. And Holland's also a conservative religious community. And there's over 170 churches in the area. And the community boasts family ties as being very important. And community service is very big. There's over 100 volunteer groups in the area. And Holland is also the number two most generous city in the United States. And this comes from the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Salt Lake City, Utah came in as number one, the number one most giving city in the United States. And in the summertime, Holland's location near Lake Michigan is a great tourist attraction, and the beaches are wonderful, and I can personally attest to that myself. So anyhow, close to home, Holland, Michigan, the number two happiest, healthy city in the nation to live in. Well, with that, we will make a wrap of the show this week. We'll be back next week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And drop me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. I love to hear from you. And let me know what you think. If there's things that we can do to improve the show, please let me know. If there's something that you would like to have put on the show, some content that you'd like to see that we could get, a guest or whatever, drop me a line. If you like the music, let me know. I appreciate all comments. And quite often those comments keep me motivated to continue to do the show. And I know Lorene loves the email as well. So please drop us a line, and we really appreciate it. Until next week, we will see you then. Stay healthy, stay happy. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.